Morning, guys. Just a quick boo, just to let you all know, the Sara is back, but with changes. Some changes are positive, some changes are negative. I'll start with the negative changes. Well, they're not negative, really, some of them. One of them maybe, but I don't think it's going to actually impact performance on the machine too much at all, if any. I'll start with the ones that aren't negative, that, you know, with respect to the machine itself. The first thing that you notice with this unit is that it doesn't have a DVI port on the back. That's digital video interface, for those who don't know. It replaced VGA many years ago, but not all devices, not all monitors still carry it, so people are still using analog VGA. I've not got a DVI monitor yet. In fact, I don't know whether I'll ever get one. My computer can take one, but I don't know whether I'll ever get one. So there's that. It doesn't have that. It also only has 2 gig of RAM as opposed to 4. That I don't think really matters either, because, to be honest, the old one had a 32-bit OS, this one has a 64-bit OS. So actually, it maybe doesn't matter, because it probably wouldn't even use all 4 gig anyway. I don't know. Because the other one, my original unit, I don't think should have been a 32-bit OS. I really don't know. A bit weird, if you ask me. The fact that this one's a 64-bit. And I found all this out by going into safe mode. So, yeah, you can shoot me if you want. Poking around in safe mode, but I don't really care. I wanted to know. So processing is about the same, I think. The hardware has changed slightly. This now has 160 gigabyte hard disk in it, not a 32 gig SSD, which is better, because Freedom Scientific actually state on their documentation that the Sara comes with a 160 gig disk, which the other unit clearly did not. Now, that should not have been allowed to happen, because they're not describing the unit as is. You know, if they say it's got 160 gig and it's actually only got 32 gig, then you sort of think, well, why? You know, it's a bit weird, if you ask me. But that's what they done. This is actually better because it's got what they stated. I mean, if this was a UK company, they would have to. You know, if it said it's got 160 gig hard disk and it's actually only got a 32, then they get done by trading standards. Obviously, Freedom Scientific are Americans, so it probably doesn't even apply to them. I don't know. Not that it matters. It's actually better that this has got a hard disk. You got more space to store documents, assuming you actually do. I never do. I never used it. That's different too, because on the other one you used to go do, 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 do. This one's missing a beep at the start, which doesn't bother me. Takes a lot longer to boot as well, this one does. Because obviously it's got a hard disk in it, so it's doing its thing. The negative thing on this unit, and I'm actually onto Sight and Sound about this, is this is not running the latest version of the software. And if this is a brand new machine, which they say it is, then it should be running the same version of software it was running before. I'm a couple of...
Welcome to Sara. Serena is the current reading voice.
There it is.
New document. Place a page under the camera.
So there you go. That's that. As I say, this is actually a physical hard disk, because if you put your ear to the unit, you can actually hear it going... So they've made a good stride forward in that. What else is there? I'm trying to think. Yes, this one's running 10.1.1009. My original unit was running 10.2 point something, and I don't remember what it was. The other one had a feature which I use quite a lot, when I wasn't using the unit, if I knew I was going to be back to it within an hour or two, I would put it in sleep mode. You cannot do it with this one. The software doesn't have the feature. So I want that back because that was a useful thing. It's got to run all the time. The new ones don't. The new ones actually have the sleep feature, which this one does not have. So, yeah, slight differences. This doesn't have a Braille serial number on the bottom, so I've no idea what serial number it is, which is no good to Man or Beast, because I would like to know. Because if they ever need me to quote the serial number, I can't, because it's not there. It's not Braille. Oops. What else is there? That's about it, really. It scans and reads fine. You know, it's absolutely fine for that. I just am a little bit disappointed, as I say, in the fact that the actual software running on the unit is not up to the version that I had. It doesn't matter because it runs fine, but when you get a new unit, you would expect it to be like for like to your previous one. At least if most of the time when you buy new products, say you bought a new Vauxhall Insignia car or something, you take it to the garage and they have to replace it and they give you, say, a Vauxhall Astra. Or they give you a lower spec Vauxhall Insignia. Say you've got the tech line, like my dad has, and they give you an SE or whatever. Say the SE is a low model, I think. Or is it the ES? Yeah, the ES, that's right. If you get an ES, that's a lower spec model to what you previously had. So what are you going to do? You're going to complain, aren't you? Because obviously your model is different to what you had. This is the same, but a version difference. Software version is lower. So I am going to... I am waiting for Sight and Sound to contact me about getting a pen drive update to this to get it up to 10.2 or 10.3 or 10.4 or whatever the current one is. When that's done, I'll be absolutely fine with it. I just don't like the fact that it's not up to the standard. I don't know if this one can handle audio CDs. I haven't plugged the CD drive into this to find out. My original one could. But I don't know about this one. That may be one of its differences. But yeah, here's the physical thing with the hard disk. And if we power it down... Press the power. Here we go. Disappear. So yeah, that is actually better. I can't grumble at that. I gained something there. The memory I don't think is important, as I say, because the old one was running 32-bit, and Windows 32-bit cannot see maybe above 2 gig of RAM, so the 4 gig of RAM in that thing was wasted. The performance of this unit, apart from the boot-up speed is lower, obviously, because it's a hard drive, is about the same. They do take a while to recognise and click in when you're reading something. But that's fine, because the old one did that anyway. What I didn't like about the old one is the fact that it constantly broke down. And if it's one of them flash drive units, then yeah, that's pretty bad. The flash drive units are not what, you know, they're not what they say they are. I don't think they're probably as reliable. We'll see over time. It might have been that mine is a new batch that's coming out, the one I had before, and they were experimenting and they weren't, you know. Maybe 64-bit can't support those flash drives, I don't know. Bit weird. But anyway, it doesn't matter as long as it works. I would like the latest version of the software though, as that's what I had before. But apart from that, I will probably get that because I'm going to search around on the internet and see if I can pluck it from somewhere. If they don't give me a link, I will try and go looking for it, because I can. So I'll let you know how we get on, and I'll speak to you all soon.